This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Things could get real spicy here throughout this game as Doncic rips another one and immediately turns to the Mavericks bench.
And part one of the revenge is now in the books. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the hump day edition of Sean and RJ featuring Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Pepe running things live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And hopefully you are fine off of the lack of sleep if you stayed up to watch Luka Doncic record his triple-double and the L.A. Lakers taking care of the Dallas Mavericks in L.A.
You know, I saw some salty Mavs stands who are just like, oh, glad he's gone. I'm not going to roof. You know, not I'm glad he's gone, but the it's over. You know, the Mavs. I'm a Mavs fan. Like, screw Luka. Calling that a soft triple double.
Oh, I could not disagree more.
You guys are just losers, man. That was not a soft. That was, I mean, he was in complete control of that basketball game.
I had a couple people the other night when I was tweeting. I assume everyone wasn't watching on a late Saturday night, Denver, L.A., like me as a loser. And I was like 19-5-5 at half, and I had like two or three of the whiners say, what are you just going to update him every single day? Like, so what? Like, yeah, I can look at a box score. Yeah, I'm going to update everything he does for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like it, unfollow, or I can take care of it for you. But, Bobby, you agree with Luka in control despite not having the 50-point vengeance.
Yeah, he didn't have the shooting night that he wanted. But, I mean, I thought he played great. Like, I mean, the fact that he was not turning the ball over, he was distributing the ball. I felt like in the first half we saw seven cross-court passes that ended up in wide-open threes that the Lakers were knocking down.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I mean, clearly their focus was we're going to triple-team Luka. Jason Kidd essentially talked about that coming out of halftime, but they were going to triple-team Luka, and he just went, okay, all right, if you're going to give me open shots everywhere else, I'll distribute the basketball. And because your tallest player on the court right now is about as tall as Peyton, I'm just going to collect 30 rebounds in this game. But I thought he was... defensively, I thought he was pretty good for most of the night. He was distributing the ball. He was rebounding. And, yeah, the shots weren't going down. But I felt like once they took that three off the board in the first quarter, I felt that kind of broke his rhythm.
Yeah, why did they take that three off?
He had about a half an inch of his heel on review that tapped the baseline. And so they said he was out.
Because when we went to that break and I updated the points scored, I'm like, he's got 10. He's on pace for 40, and then all of a sudden kind of zap back to 7.
Yeah, it was they took the three off the board. When he had that double-teamed three, the first one that he knocked down, the big rainbow three, they set his heel, which I was a little bit like, come on, leave it on the board. Just leave it on there. That was impressive, yeah.
The Lakers were up 16. He got cut to 8 at half thanks to Max Christie and Kyrie's 18. Kyrie balled out. I love that from Kyrie. He's like, you know what? This is a showcase game, and I'm going to remind everyone of who I am. He was spectacular. And then it got down to 3 in the third quarter. Klay Thompson doing his part in the fourth, but I don't know, unfortunately or not. That leads to my next question. LeBron matching Klay. I found myself rooting for the Mavericks to win this game. Back to my poll question. Do you want Luka 50, Lakers win. Luka 50, Mavs win. Luka shut down. Kevin Hagelin voted for that. You're not going to watch like Mike Bacsik. I found myself deciding within the game, Luka 50, but I was rooting for a Mavericks win. I don't know whether I was finding myself caught in the comeback because I wanted it to be a closer game for drama in the fourth quarter. But a lot of times with these games, I can't decide what I want until my emotions take over in the moment. But I was rooting for the Mavericks to actually get the W.
No. Screw them. Screw them. Because, you know, cheering for the Mavs is cheering for Nico. Can't separate the
two. Yeah, you can. I think you can separate.
Cheering for Dumont.
Can't you separate cheering for Luka but not cheering for the Lakers?
You can't separate them, no. Uh-huh. I don't know.
I disagree.
I don't know. Can you? I mean,
you can cheer for Luka to perform well in individual. You can't cheer for Luka's overall success without cheering for the Lakers, though. But like in terms of if you want to see Luka win a championship, you're cheering for the Lakers to win a title.
Well, if you want to see him win a championship, right, that's what I said, or do you just want to see him ball out?
Yeah, like that's what I say. In an individual game, yeah, you can cheer for Luka. I want you to get all yours. And then it's like, even though people didn't have, you know, it's like back in the 90s, you probably rooted for your basketball team, but you wanted to see Jordan score 60 on you almost. Like you did want to see Jordan put on a show.
Yeah.
But you wanted to win. I don't think that's the case on this one. I think people are so mad at the Mavericks and so mad at their defiance towards the fan base that they start going about, okay, if you don't care about me, I want you to hurt too. I want you to feel bad.
It's like, yes, you can. Let me amend my statement. It's too soon to separate the two. It's too soon. Cheering for the Mavs last night was cheering for Nico and the trade. And it's just too soon for me.
Luka on playing with the emotions against his former team.
Like I say, you know, it's a weird game, different game. But I can't even explain what kind of emotions were. I have just a lot of emotions, you know, seeing the guys out there, seeing the guys I played. I went through a lot with the guys, so it was fun.
All right, let's count the stare downs. We got the one early on. It was definitely towards the Mavs bench. I couldn't tell whether then he was looking for Nico underneath the basket as Nico was trying to sit in a back corner, but it did feel like there was some venom directed towards Jason Kidd, who said he had not spoken to Luka since, I believe, exchanging texts. I even thought that was a victory for Kidd. I was like, okay, let me read into this. Let me be guilty of sports talk here.
Because he didn't reply to Nico. Right. Nico said he tried to reach him, and he did not reply to him at once. So if he replied to Kidd and they actually exchanged texts, that's probably better footing than Nico.
Yeah, I'm guessing that from reading that, it felt like they exchanged texts, but no communication since then. But there was a stare down. There was a stare down towards the Mavs bench, and Luka said he did not notice Nico during the halftime warmups when Nico was just kind of leaning against the scorer's table with two Mavs fans holding up a sign that says loyalty never fades, and they crossed out the never.
Right, never. Loyalty does fade, absolutely.
And the little thank you Nico chant that broke out from a ton of Mavs. Arash Markazi, longtime LA reporter, said, I have not seen this many Dallas media members in California since the Jerry Malibu party. I mean, Donnie was out there. Jeff Cole was out there. Joe Trahan was out there. A lot of the Mavs, Tim McMahon followers were out there, as Tim would label them.
Yeah.
Everyone was there from the Metroplex.
Yeah, so that was the stare down. Was that directed at the bench or just 10 rows back?
No idea.
Yeah, I think I looked at it and I was like, I didn't feel like it was laser focused on Kidd. I felt like it was just in general, like him looking over like, y'all wanted this, like just in general towards Dallas. And like, this is what you get.
The hilarious thing was like the side eye shots where you catch your Zuckerberg shots where Jason Kidd's on the bench and his eyes are wandering to the right towards Luka. It looked like Nico was kind of watching Luka warm up as he dropped down and did the push-ups. There were a couple perfect.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Fake shots last night, still photos. They're taken out of context.
Sure.
But Luka was not dropping down to show Nico he was in great physical shape. He lost his half-court three-point competition. There's the painted-esque photo of Luka looking up into the stands. That could be AI generated. I don't care. I posted it.
It's still cool.
And then as Tolo Mike sent me this morning, there's the Luka Devin Harris look up with Nico as Devin Harris.
So Devin Booker. Awesome.
Yeah. Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, I'm sorry.
But no, he was, I mean, that was last night. The in general, the whole you mentioned the push up one where it's just this. It is a wild shot to see of Luka down on doing a push-up, and then you just see Nico off in the distance just staring. And I don't believe, Luka, that he didn't see Nico before the warm-ups. He absolutely saw him out there.
Didn't appear to be any interaction.
Nope. No, there was space there. He didn't try to go crossover. I thought it was interesting how separated it looked like Pelinka and Nico were. I didn't see... They were kept showing them as, like, separated. They didn't show any shots of them, like, catching up or anything. I wonder if Pelinka was just like, not the image I want to show my new star right now. I'll talk to Nico behind the scenes.
They only want to meet in coffee shops.
That's well, where they could meet up. They could meet up in the free parking lot too. They could do that.
Were you guys hoping for more from Luka, or do you leave that feeling satisfied? I was hoping for a little bit more.
I mean, I wanted to see him shoot better.
Yeah,
you know, like his shot was off.
He threw up some bricks last night.
Oh, he had one that, like, I mean, I think it just hit the backboard. That's it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how much of that was rust. There's still the growing pains of him getting to know all these players, especially guys. It's not so much getting to know LeBron or Austin Reeves, guys he plays, you know, 30 minutes a night with, but guys further down the bench who only get 6 to 12 minutes a game. That he has to really kind of figure out.
Well, it shouldn't affect his shot to that degree.
Shouldn't affect his shot, no.
No, just...
that could have been adrenaline, just pressing.
Adrenaline. Now, playing off the ball could affect his shot. If he's just used to, all right, my comfort comes in creating my own shot and controlling the ball instead of catching and shooting. Like, I remember, I think the one that he shot that hit off the backboard was so clearly... That was like a move the ball around the perimeter he caught and shoot. And it does look weird when Luka just catches and shoots, but... Yeah, I wanted to see him shoot better, but, I mean, he played a great game, I thought, overall.
Jason Kidd with his Luka reaction after.
No, I thought he was, he picked his spots. He was able to find his teammates. He was Luka. He, you know, drove it, made plays, and then also finished. Probably had some looks that normally goes down for him, but he was, you know, he fills up the stat sheet like no other player. So I think he had a triple-double. And, again, he can find his teammates, and his teammates deliver tonight.
One of the things I really loved about last night, and you can't say this too often about an NBA game, it felt like competitive juices were extremely high. It felt like, I'm going to match you, whether it's Kyrie, Najee Marshall telling LeBron, you're too small. You know, LeBron wanted to get Luka going. The back and forth. Jason Kidd mic'd up in the huddle at the end saying, and don't forget, if you get Luka, make him pay. Basically, go at him. That's what I gathered from it. If he's defending, go at him and take advantage. What are the Tolos saying early on?
877-881-1053, Franklin. Franklin, injury attorney's fan text. I'm just going to read him in order. I wanted to see Luka put up 77. Mavs don't care about us. Blank them and the owners until Nico are gone. Blank the Mavs. Blank the Lakers. Blank the NBA. I hope when Luka comes back to the AAC, the fans chant, Dallas loves you. I wanted the Mavs to win, but I'm glad they didn't. Can't separate the two. I want Luka to ball out and leave the Lakers. Technically, right now, if you're cheering for the Mavericks to get a championship, Luka gets one too. our favorite individual player now wears yellow. Our beloved team is still beloved. Still want the Mavs to not make the playoffs this year and for Nico to get fired. Mavs are dead to me.
I know that's going to be the overwhelming sentiment. You will have those diehard, true blue bloods who say, my team is the Dallas Mavericks, and I have to and I will root for them no matter what.
We didn't have a great comparison for the Luka trade and the emotions that it caused. I was thinking about this last night, though. Watching the intensity of that game, it felt like LeBron's like games against Cleveland early when he went back to Miami, or when he was in Miami. This trade is like if instead of LeBron leaving and causing all that emotion and that hatred when he returned, Cleveland would have just traded him to Miami. And then when he returned, it would have been the opposite, where it's just that same intensity, but it's on the opposite side. It's like the two polar ends of the emotion, but the same sort of obsession with that player. And they've just completely misread it. And when he comes back to the AAC, like I said, that game will feel as big to me as LeBron going back to Cleveland. It just won't have the same hatred behind it.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up with all your thoughts. Great text messages so far. PayPay is also monitoring them on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. We fly out to Indianapolis right after the show for our coverage at the NFL Combine. No radio station has ever covered Rangers spring training and the Combine at the same time. We're doing it in Indy. We got the KMC Masterpiece and the G-Bag Nation in Surprise, Arizona for your favorite baseball team. Yet another report as to why they got rid of number 77. See if you're buying this one or is it going to make you even more disgusted next on 105.3 The Fan.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.